Good to have you back. You know, I think one of the biggest changes that began March of 2020 when the national emergency was declared for COVID-19 is that restaurants, I mean, they really took a, you know, restaurants really took a, you know, a beating, to say the least. Really took a beating and were set back. And a lot of restaurants, as you know, closed. They're trying to come back now, but it's hard to find people. Then you've got supply chain issues. The cost of everything's going up. The inflation. It's tough to be in the restaurant business. Justin Winslow is the president of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association and the executive director of the MRLA Education Foundation. Justin, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be back.
I mean, it's hard to find people. I mean, listen, I get it. And I talk to some people that I know that own restaurants, and they say it's tough to find people. And once you do, you gotta take care of them, because otherwise they're going to take the next best offer and be on down the road, right?
Yeah, it's a hyper-competitive market out there right now. You know, and people are luring people in with some really great pay that is has grown twice as fast as the economy overall in Michigan in terms of wage growth. So they're trying, they're doing everything they can to get people in the door. But when someone offers 25 cents more an offer down the road, you're seeing a lot of movement within the industry still. So it's hard to sustain that employment right now.
Yeah. So how many restaurants did we lose, best most recent number in Michigan during the 2 years of chaos of the pandemic?
Yeah, we stopped counting when restrictions were officially lifted in June of last year, and we were right around the maybe a little bit above the 3,000 restaurant mark lost due to the pandemic. But, you know, I also think that we lost some more late last year.
Well, sure, because people were just hanging on by a bit, and if they couldn't quite make the turn, well, then they didn't quite make the turn. And that is disappointing. But what about the other issues that I see people? I mean, obviously inflation. This is hurting restaurants. When, you know, I saw a guy that runs a food truck saying a bag of limes went from $2.99 to $6.99, more than doubled on him, just as a quick example of something he grabbed that was there in his ingredients, right? And that's true of just about everything in the refrigerator, in the freezer, on the counter, whether it's, you know, the plates, the napkins, the ingredients, everything has gone up, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, we call it the three-legged stool of misery. Whether it's inflation, supply chain, or an inadequate workforce, those are the challenges that continue to hit this industry. I think we're a little past the worst part, right? If this were a patient, he'd be out of the emergency room, but now he's afflicted with some very serious chronic conditions that he's trying to deal with, and I don't think those are going away in the near future.
So, what are you doing for your members currently to help them not become another statistic? What can we do? Obviously, you know, go out and spend more time in your local community or wherever for restaurants. And I say support those ma and pa restaurants, because they're taking it harder than, you know, the chains can kind of move money around and adjust a little bit. It's those smaller operations that really take a beating. What can we do to help?
Yeah, you're so right, by the way. The smaller independents are the ones that have suffered the most and still do. They're just less capitalized, and their ability to meet this challenge is a little bit lower. And those are the ones that a lot of us love the most, our local place, whether it's our local pub or diner. Those are the ones challenged the most. So I think we are still working with the legislature, trying to see if there's just a load of unspent federal dollars that we think the hospitality still needs, not as a handout, but as a way to replenish what has been lost from closure. So we think that an education and training program, a recruitment program for the industry, is necessary. And so we created at the association our own training institute. The Hospitality Training Institute of Michigan is new and starting to educate and upskill workers that desperately need it, frankly, in this industry right now. So I think that's what we're focused on.
Well, and that's important, getting people into the, because let's be honest, people that work in servers and so forth, that work in restaurants, it's a great place. If you're putting yourself through college, it's a great job. If you're at a good restaurant, you're making, you know, you've got good clientele, you can make a really solid living, you know, being a waiter, a waitress, being in that environment. It's a great job, especially for people who maybe didn't go to college. It's a great place where they can make a great living if conditions are right. Right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. $24 an hour is the 2022 stat, and I think that number is gaining quickly as menu prices are going to increase because they have to for issues we just talked about. That means a greater percentage that's going to come the way of the server. But you're right, the circumstances have to be correct. When you are operating at 50%, that's obviously not helping. When diners were not coming out in full capacity, that was a challenge to the industry. And that's why we lost a lot of really good employees in this industry to other industries, which is why we're trying to focus on a campaign and a training approach that I think makes this industry more viable, more interesting to people to come back to.
Yeah, Justin Winslow here, the president of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. He's also the executive director of the MRLA Educational Foundation. I guess my question, Justin, and obviously you talk to these folks every day. It's who you are, it's what you do. How much more of this inflation can people take? I mean, when diesel fuel, for example, goes up and sets a new record every day for like 2 weeks on end now, it means everything being brought and delivered, whether it's groceries or napkins or whatever it is, to each restaurant, whether it's a chain or a standalone mom-pa family restaurant, everybody's getting hit with this. How much more pain can they take?
Yeah, you're right. There's so many variables in this industry, from what you have coming in the back door in terms of products. Can you get those products? Are those products even mildly attainable anymore in terms of price? And can you get a delivery driver willing to actually get that to your place, and can they do it at a reasonable price? So you're seeing a lot of disruption in the delivery side, both on food and alcohol, as those companies are trying to figure out how to deal with this inflation as well. I think we're hopeful that we have peaked and it is stabilized and moving downward, because you're right, it is challenging. Our most recent survey showed that more than 3 in 5 restaurants and hotels are less profitable now than they were 6 months ago. And it wasn't exactly an ideal setting 6 months ago. So, you know, I think we're past, for most of them, the point where they think they're going to permanently close. But if you're not making good money in this industry, that's how you can find yourself closed, whether you think that's on the horizon or not.
Right. So that makes it, again, so a lot of restaurant owners, especially, and their employees, are not comfortable today. How could they possibly? I mean, they're not comfortable because the future is uncertain, right? I mean, that's, we still sit in an uncertain place because of inflation, because of the three things you talked about, getting good employees, the supply chain issues, inflation, all of these things. Really a tough place to be. Justin Winslow, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I've used the word resilient maybe a million times in this industry over the pandemic. The industry is resilient, but at some point we need a more stable operating environment. And you know, here's to hoping.
And tell the folks one more time how they can find out more about getting trained in the industry and getting a good paying job.
Yeah, the Hospitality Training Institute of Michigan is live. It has classes going right now, htim.com.
There you go, htim.com. Justin, keep the faith. I know it takes a bit of it these days to get through, but greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
There you have it. HTIM.com. HTM.com. Maybe you're looking for a new start, something different. Well, there's a lot of opportunity, that's for sure, and employees are in the driver's seat. All right. I'm going to take a quick break here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Read Liberty Page today. You should do that every day to grow up big and strong. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. For a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.